This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M-D, dictating an independent medical examination on a patient named, I'm going to spell it, A-I-S-H-E-A, last name Davis, D-A, D as in David, A-V-I-S. date of this dictation is... October 8, 2024. This will read as follows to whom it may concern. Aisha Davis is a 46-year-old woman who was seen in this office for independent medical examination in the specialty of orthopedic surgery on October 8, 2024 period. The paragraph, Ms. Davis is seen for an injury she describes having occurred on July 21, 2023 while working as a field service engineer in Iraq. Period. Her employer is Northrop Grumman Corporation. That's N-O-R-T-H-R-O-P, Northrop Grumman, G-R-U-M-M-A-N, Northrop Grumman Corporation, period. New paragraph. She describes the injury as having occurred in the morning of July 21, 2023, when she slipped on gravel as she was approaching her car and fell onto her buttocks. Period. She has had ongoing complaints of buttock pain, low back pain extending into the left posterior hip area as well. Period. she states that she was scheduled to leave Iraq and return to the United States within a week of this injury, and she has not returned to work. Period. She's not currently working. Period. She denies prior injuries to her back, hip, or buttock areas. Period. New paragraph. At present, she has extensive treatment with multiple prescription medications. Period. These medications include a sleeping pill, Ambien, A-M-B-I-E-N, period. She takes anti-inflammatory medication consisting of Celebrex, period. She takes a muscle relaxant consisting of M-E-T-A-X-A-L-O-N-E, period. She takes a pain nerve medication consisting of Elavil, period. She takes Tylenol with codeine. Period. She uses electrotherapy. Period. Her treatment has also included a series of 4 injections in the area of her spine, as well as a previous nerve block and a hip injection. Period. She's had extensive physical therapy. Period. Paragraph. She states that when she initially returned to the United States, she went to Piedmont Urgent Care for one visit, and then followed up with an osteopathic physical medicine doctor, Rajiv Sood. That's R-A-J-I-V, last name is Sood, S-O-O-D, period. Dr. Sood's medical practice practice name is Spine and Orthopedic Center, period. However, Dr. Sood is not an orthopedic surgeon. Ms. Davis states that she believed he was, period. Dr. Sood began treating with Ms. Davis on August 21, 2023, and has had multiple visits since that time with the records extensively reviewed beginning from August 21, 2023 until May 21, 2024, period. An additional record reviewed is the employee claim for compensation. Period. New paragraph. At some point, within a few months after she returned to the United States, Dr. Sood began treating her for left knee pain and has prescribed a knee brace for her. Period. She states that the knee pain is much improved, but her pain continues with respect to the lumbar spine, left buttock area, and tailbone area, period. Perhaps social history. This lady is presently engaged to be married, period. She does have a child, age 26, period. Perhaps past medical history significant for post-traumatic stress disorder, for which she's taking multiple psychiatric medications, and this condition preceded her her date of injury, period. New paragraph. On examination today, this lady is 5 foot 7 inches and 157 pounds, period. Her gait is normal, period. She has a 4-inch motion of the lumbar spine, period. There's no swelling of the lumbar spine, period. She has 4-inch motion of the left hip and right hip, as well as left and right knee, period. There's no knee effusion, period. With respect to the examination of the lumbar spine, detent reflexes are normal, period. Great muscle strength testing of the lower extremities is normal, period. Sensation is intact bilaterally, period. There's no signs of muscular atrophy in the lower extremities, period. She has numerous findings of intentional symptom magnification consistent with the malingering patient, period. This concludes non-anatomical and bizarre complaints of back pain with simple attempts to flex her knees while in the prone position, period. There is diffuse tenderness to light touch of the subcutaneous tissue throughout the areas of the lumbar spine, left hip, and coccyx area, period. She has complaints of low back pain with mild axial compression over the shoulders, period. There's a negative straight leg test in the sitting and the supine position, period. Examination of the left knee shows no knee effusion, period. Collateral ligaments are intact, period. Cruciate ligament testing is normal, period. There is 4-inch motion of the left knee, period. There are no objective findings on the physical examination, period. New paragraph, questions to resolve. Number one, what are the current orthopedic complaints? Question mark. Ms. Davis's subject complaints have been described above, period. Her complaints involve a buttock pain, pain over the tailbone, and pain in the left buttock area. Paragraph number two. What are the diagnoses from an orthopedic perspective? Question mark. This patient is determined to be a malingering patient for purposes. Correction. Ms. Davis's diagnosis is malingering. Is malingering patient. Period. She has no orthopedic condition that is related to factors of her employment from an orthopedic perspective, period. New paragraph number three. What specific event may have contributed to Ms. Davis's injuries, if any? Question mark. No specific event has contributed to Ms. Davis's injury. Period. She's determined. It has been determined that this patient is malingering. Period. New paragraph number four. What other specific events or experiences in Ms. Davis's past could contribute to her alleged symptoms? Question mark. No other events could be attributed to her alleged symptoms other than the diagnosis that this patient is malingering for purposes of secondary financial gain. Paragraph number five. Has Ms. Davis reached maximum medical improvement? Question mark. Answer: yes. Number six. Is Ms. Davis in need of additional treatment from an orthopedic perspective? Question mark. Answer: no. Number seven. Do you see any signs of symptom magnification or malingering with Ms. Davis from an orthopedic perspective? Question mark. Answer: yes. As detailed above in the physical examination, there are numerous findings on the physical examination that clearly and unequivocally lead this examiner to conclude that this patient is malingering, period. There are no objective findings on the physical examination, period. There are numerous findings on the physical examination that indicate this patient is malingering with bizarre and diffuse and non-anatomical complaints of pain to elements of the physical examination that have been described above, period. Paragraph number eight, do you place any work restrictions on Ms. Davis from an orthopedic perspective? Question mark. Answer, no. Number nine, do you believe Ms. Davis is currently capable of performing her pre-injury job from an orthopedic perspective? Question mark. Answer, yes. Ms. Davis has no work restrictions, period. It is the firm opinion of this examiner that Ms. Davis is malingering. And prep number 12, are your opinions based on a reasonable degree of medical certainty? Answer, yes. New paragraph. This report is certified to be complete and truthful. Period. I have personally prepared this report. Period. New paragraph. Sincerely, me, Alexander Doman, MD, board certified orthopedic surgeon.